Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-ba. Hey, what's going on with this weather? I don't know. It's very strange indeed. Very strange. God, it's cold. It's hot. It's cold. Nature's going to win. What is up with that? Someone's calling me. The full number. Cafe, January 15th, 8:30, Wednesday. Great lineup, Terry Mintz, Vanessa Hollingshead, oh, and a bunch of other talented people, and it's free, 8:30. That's 6th Street and Avenue A. They also serve food there, the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant. That's 6th and Avenue A. It's a good thing. Go check it out. I see Betty Jo Tucker is listening via phone. Now, who is CPL? That I don't know who CPL is. I think they must be listening via Skype. That might be it. I'll check the chat room. If you're CPL and calling in, let me know so I know who you are before I pick it up. And but we're going to keep going on with that. And I'm opening up the chat room. You can join the chat room by going to BTR Radio. Give yourself a chat name. Join. And then you can sign in and join the chat any time you like. Right? Yep. Always fun. Always fun. All right. How should we start off the show? I don't know. Let's start off crazy. Talking Stuff, CPL. Oh, Talking Stuff has logged in. Talking Stuff, are you a BTR radio show? All right. Why don't we just start off a little bit here. You're in the show.
Yeah.
was for Wacko Bob. Hi, Wacko Bob. Talking Stuff, are you a TV show? I mean, a radio show? Are you trying to call in, or are you just listening on the Internet? I'm not sure. Anyway, Wacko Bob Show, the Wacko Guys. Hi, Chuck Skull. Funny show. Funny show this week, Chuck. Very good. Very good. And we also have Betty Jo calling in, Talking Stuff. All right, Talking Stuff, but who are you? What is your name, Talking Stuff? Just Talking Stuff calling in. I see you're calling in, but I don't know who you are, so I'd like to know who you are when you're calling in. Okay, thank you. I'm trying to get back to my comedy concepts here. Talking Stuff is Hank. Might be the same person that crank called you. Really, Wacko Bob? Well, then I'm not falling for that again. All right. No name. I'm not going to open the thing up. Oh, we got guests listening in and out. Guest is logged in, logged out. Let's keep it going. How about Shawikta? What's this song here? I don't know. Here we go. I got a question. What's your question, Talking Stuff? Because I don't know who you are. So... Wacko Bob, did Talking Stuff call into your show? Let me know. Betty Jo Tucker is listening via the phone again. Betty Jo Tucker always has a great show. Tomorrow, Tuesday, the 14th, she will have top 10 films of 2013, best movies of 2013. Popular film critics Diana Sanger and James Colt Harrison will reveal the top 10 list during Movie Attic headquarters on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always an interesting show with Betty Jo. Hey, that rhymed. Oh, okay. Okay, we have a guest logging in, too. Interesting. All right. We'll see. Okay. Hello, Talking Stuff? Well, I think Talking Stuff was a prank call because they just thought they were being funny. And it's a waste of my time when they do that, isn't it? Yep, yep. You know what probably happened there? They probably had the element.
I'm going to tell you some stories about some lady folks I know. We love to share our tales of our parenting woes. These conversations have got friendships built, but the spine that holds us fast may just be old-fashioned guilt. Doubt, remorse, regret, frustration, anger, and fatigue. Well, they call me on the phone, and here is what they say to me.
I got the bad, bad mother blues. Got the bad, I'm a bad mother blues.
I can have these feelings and still love you, but today, I'm afraid I got those bad mother blues. I get my kid clothes shopping at the local downtown mall. Will you think that I could watch them? Well, then one it just took off. My heart was full of horror and my body full of dread. The visions of abduction, they are running through my head. I found him moments later just as happy as can be. He was only gone a moment, he took years off me.
I hit the kids for 10 hours to close a business deal. I rushed right home to eat his frozen meal.
A pocket full of sixes, a pocket full of rye.
I know these poems by heart, but I can't bake an apple.
The whining doesn't stop. Well, I don't think I can go on. I know it's kind of cool to have a laugh at her expense, but when she walks in the room, I say, hi, maintenance. Oh, my bad. Mm-hmm.
future Mother's Day. You may sit around your table and say, man, my mom was great. You remember patience, kindness, tenderness, and grace. We'll remember all the hardships that I faced.
They say grandchildren are a parent's best revenge.
And if you have kids of your own, you know the blues they may creep in.
You'll get the land, band of the blues.
Because, honey, you're going to poke your eye out. That's why.
Blue.
Well, sorry.
Always fun. Hey, Wackos, thank you all for joining. Chuck Skull, I really enjoyed your show this week. I was listening to it while I was multitasking. Funny stuff. You forget the old-time comedy is really the best comedy, doesn't it? It really is. And the Wacko Network and Wacko Bob. Oh, Chuck Skull's on Fridays and Saturdays, I believe at 8 p.m. with Kat Vecchione. And on Sundays, is it 11 a.m.? I think it's 11 a.m. Chuck Skull Show. Check him out on the Wacko Network. The Wacko Network. I love it. Wacko, wacko, wacko. And Wacko Bob. You guys are terrific. You're so supportive, and it's great on Blog Talk Radio to have other radio shows that are so supportive, like Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's everything about movies. And Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. Check them out. Always a lively conversation going on with those guys. And hey, all my new guests tuning in, thank you for tuning in. Chuck Skull, Saturday and Sunday. Sorry, post the time. Chuck, I got to get it right. Message me. Oh, I got to make a sheet, you guys, so I'm not stumbling around and sounding befuddled all the time when I'm doing this, right? I think so. All right, let's keep it going. Shall we? Little Nancy music. Huh? You guys are all pretty sweet.
I've got a message for all you ladies tired of being alone. You're always worried he'll never call you, so you stay glued to the phone. If only a prince is for you, hold your breath till you're blue. You're always looking to find that someone called your better half. Nothing leaves you zero. You must be hard up for laughs. Here are some things you can do to find the right man for you. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Nice guy a chance. So he's not 6 feet tall, and hairline's receding to bald. A body that's heavy, not lean. He might be a loving machine. Don't worry what people might think. At least he's not given to drink. Stop trying to make him a saint. How can he be what he ain't? He's doing the best he can do to be the right man for you. So don't date a guy with one sock, an out-of-work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Nobody's perfect, so why do you expect the storybook man of your dreams? Remember, even the nicest of guys can move you to scream. It might be news to you, but men are people too. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out-of-work actor or jock. Stay away from
the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance. Love can be an avalanche. If you wanna find romance, give a nice guy a chance.
Hey, always fun. I want to play some new music coming on now. Word, the storytelling show. People, stories, music, and booze, 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, January 15th. The lineup, Terry Mintz, Carl Capotorto. That's a lot of vowels. Vanessa Hollingshead, I interviewed her last Thursday on my show. Nelson Lugo, Liz Saatchi, Michael Small, and music with Afterbirth Monkey. Afterbirth Monkey. Speaking of Afterbirth Monkey, you can find them on Facebook, I believe. Let's play some Afterbirth Monkey. How about this? Yes, we will. Let's do it.
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine.
Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine.
Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine.
Everybody, listen up!
Listen up!
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time to the very beginnings of humanity when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl, and then she will become supreme overlord of us all! Ah! Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh, Meryl Streep,
we love you because you shine. Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine.
Love Harry Potter and D&D. Drink Deary and the Coil of Tesla. When's his Darth Vader for Halloween? Rides around on a powder blue Vespa. That's you. You're a nerd. That's you. A super legitimate nerd. Close up the Battlestar and Doctor Who.
Exterminate.
Elvish Navi and Klingon.
Oh.
Yelled winter is coming at Comic Con while keeping Hal Jordan's ring on. That's me.
Trini, the yellow Power Ranger, would come to my bedside and teach me karate. I was 17 years old.
I'm not fooled by your LASIK. They're not fooled by my LASIK. Nobody's fooled by our LASIK. It's true. We are nerds, frack you.
We're super legitimate nerds. Our attention to detail is absurd.
Excelsior.
There's a bacteria in cat poop.
If you get it in your bloodstream, it can make you crazy.
That was their short song. Anyway, Afterbirth Monkey, they'll be playing at Word, the storytelling show, People, Stories, Music, and Booze. It's always good. A lot of celebrities are there in the audience. 8:30 Wednesday, January 15th. Catch Terry Mintz's Word. No cover, one beverage minimum. The Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of East 6th Street. It's safe, folks. Just turn out. Cyanide's in the house. I see in the chat room Cyanide. Marco Polo. Not in the house are Steve Mendoza. Steve, where are you today? And George Benger. They must be busy. Busy, busy, busy. Anyway, at George Benger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Check out Steve Mendoza in the Jukebox Diner. He has so many different times, I can't even, he's going to have to email me the schedule. Just go to Facebook and find Steve Mendoza. I love him. What are you going to do? I love him. Anyway, that was Afterbirth Monkey. Check them out. Go to Facebook and you can find them. Cyanide. Marco Polo. The Wacko Network, Monday through Fridays. You guys are so darn supportive. Thank you so much. Kat Vecchione is not in the house, but Chuck Skull is. Fridays and Saturdays on Blog Talk Radio. Chuck Skull, Wacko World, Wacko, everything Wacko. I got to get a cheat sheet here. I got to get a cheat sheet. I'm telling you, folks, I got to get one. Me's got to get one. Me's got to get one. Time for some comedy. How about some comedy? Yeah, I think so. How about Hurry Roger? It's last time.
The man. The boy. The legend. Roger. We loved Roger so much. Yet watching him there, pale, disgustingly sick. Things on his face. Gee, Roger, you look gross.
They said I'm getting better, Ingrid.
They lied. I'm sorry, Roger. I didn't know how to break it to you, but you don't have long, Roger. Not only that, Roger, you have no friends. We took a poll to see who would come here. I lost. I'm here now, Roger, on a bet.
You're my wife, Ingrid. If you wouldn't come to visit me in the hospital on my last Thursday afternoon, I would. Certainly not my daughter.
No, not your daughter.
The daughter I tried so hard to be a good father for, Ingrid.
That's right, Roger. She's off. She's becoming a punkette. She's getting her hair cut now in celebration of the insurance money to come. We'll all miss you, Roger, but not that much.
I couldn't help noticing that you were still seeing Bernard Louis, our insurance salesman, Ingrid.
Yes, and we've doubled your policy. It's great, Roger, the things that I will get after you go away. My benefits will increase. I'll be able to afford everything you never could buy me, Roger, and I want to thank you for that.
I tried to be a good husband, Ingrid. I tried to be a good father to that rotten brat. But now my time is short, Ingrid. I know that that bright white light is telling me to come hither. And soon I'll walk through that door we call life and death, and I'll be into the beyond.
And if you die by 7:45, I'll win the office pool, Roger. Do you think you could brush it a little?
Well, I'll try, honey. I didn't know they were placing bets on the actual time.
Yes.
Promise me something, Ingrid.
What? Anything, Roger. I will keep it.
Promise me if you do remarry to Bernard Louis that you won't let him... Goodbye.
Roger? 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 Come on. Roger? Are you really dead? Are you playing a joke, Roger? Come on, Roger. Roger. Roger was gone. And we'll all miss him. Well, that's stretching a bit. But when Roger reaches that door, or if Roger reaches that door, there will be someone behind him waiting. Waiting and hoping. And hoping that Roger will never return. Goodbye, Roger. Good riddance. Let's scatter his ashes in the wind and hope it hits anywhere.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Say to Sigurd White and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo!
What is it, Carly? What is it?
I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Thank you all. That was George Benger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Go to Facebook and Facebook everybody. The Wacko Network. Follow the Wacko Network on Facebook. Wacko Bob. Marco, we don't know where you are. Chuck Skull. Chuck Skull, follow everybody on Facebook and support the arts. Oh, very funny, Marco Polo. You missed the, I had a crank call before. So that's what we were talking about. Not talking about you, Marco Polo. Time to get another puppy, huh? Anyway, thank you all for listening. It's Comedy Concepts with Nancy Lombardo. Check out Word this Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. at the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of 6th Street. Thank you all for tuning in. It's a short show. Going to make me a smoothie now. Going to have a smoothie. Don't forget Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters tomorrow, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in, and we just timed that perfectly, didn't we? Thank you. Your host, Nancy Lombardo, Blog Talk Radio. Comedy Concepts, keep them coming. Bye.